It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know who'd be the perfect wingman for me?
Who?
Drake.
Oh, yeah, bro. For anybody.
Just one Jew helping out another Jew.
Hey.
Oh, man. He would be so great.
Okay. I feel like he would steal everyone away from you.
No. Yeah, he would play the background. Like, would not take the spotlight away.
Huh.
Meanwhile, I'm talking to them like, oh, who, that guy? Drake? Yeah, he's my friend. We go back. But you know what? You should talk to him about me.
Yeah.
Oh. And then he says, Jeffrey who?
No, Drake is going to support me. He's never going to go home with her.
Oh.
Why?
Because
respect. Drake's my wingman, and that's what good wingmen do.
Okay. This is a weird fantasy you're living in. Why are you telling us all of this?
The thing is, as a wingman, you need to engage the target while avoiding taking away all the spotlight.
Yeah,
okay.
That way you make sure your friend goes home with the catch.
Right.
And for one of our listeners, Vince, he's trying to be the best wingman he can.
Okay.
Even though it's a very different situation than Drake and myself.
Oh, he's not as good at it as Drake is.
It's possible. Let's find out. Drake, or sorry, Vince.
Oh,
I'm so confused. Vince, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I need some help.
Yeah, well, you started
so
from the
Jeff.
Bottom, and now you're here on an Awkward Tuesday
call.
That
would be great if he came in like, just hold on, my business.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Vince, you're in a wingman situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, a very good friend of mine, against my advice, goes out to a bar by himself.
Oh. Wait, you don't want your friends to ever go anywhere alone? What was
that? He's got a confidence problem.
Oh,
he's going to sit in the corner and drink?
You're a good friend. Hey, man, stop going to the bar alone. You look pathetic.
Yeah.
Confidence problem in a good way. Wait, he's too confident or not confident enough?
He's not confident enough. But with that said, he sees me the next day all excited. Met a girl in the bar. She was great, he's telling me.
Take that, dude. That's amazing.
She moved out of his comfort zone.
She was beautiful. She took my drink orders anytime I wanted them. Oh, she was amazing.
She said please and thank you.
He even gave me change.
Dude, that's great. Aren't you excited for him when he tells you this news?
I am very excited for him, and I still am, but there's just a little bit of a hitch because he tells me what a great time he has with her, and then he shows me picture of her from her social media.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I know that girl.
Okay.
Oh.
I used to work with her a few years ago right after college.
Oh, cool. Oh. Okay.
She's super cute. She's really smart.
Yeah.
We weren't like great friends or anything, but we knew each other and everything.
Dude, that's awesome. Nice. I thought you for sure you were going to say it was like one of your exes or something.
Oh.
No.
I mean, you didn't hook up with her, did you, back at your old job?
No, it's nothing like that. It's kind of more like, I think, and I hate to say this, but I think she's a little out of his league.
What?
To be honest with you.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good
Is that
friend.
What you told him?
No, I didn't say that or anything, but a few days later, he starts complaining to me that she's ghosted him. Not responding to anything.
Okay, so you're kind of like, I saw that coming down the pipe.
But he's learning. If he has a confidence issue, he should learn how to shoot a shot and learn how to be rejected. It's part of the game.
And he's still got a pretty girl to talk to him.
Yeah,
you know?
She responded, they flirted, and now he can use that for the next girl.
Well, you know, he really likes this girl, this Lisa girl, a lot. She's like the only one he wants to go out with.
Okay.
And, you know, he's looking for my help because I know her, and he wants me to reach out to her and talk him up so she'll go out with him.
So this is the wingman part.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, because it's not like traditional wingman where you're doing it at the club in real time. This is like after the fact wingmanning.
And you haven't, when was the last time you saw her?
I haven't seen her in years, like 5 years.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I first had to explain who I was and all that stuff. It's just so awkward.
Do you think that's something that she would be receptive to? Like, Alexis, if an old male coworker of yours came out of the woodwork and was like, hey, I have a friend that really likes you. Can you talk to him? Would you be open to that?
If he was hot.
No.
I don't know.
But this scenario is different. It's not like a blind date or something. It's like,
like
they've met and she obviously, ghosting usually tells you you're not interested.
Yeah. I'm trying to make an impression.
And but so he is being asked to go change her mind.
Maybe you can just trick her instead and be like, I have a new friend. Oh, whoops, it's the same friend.
I'm just a bad organizer.
You're just going to randomly call her after 5 years and try to set her up on a blind date and then trick her?
You never
Jeff,
know.
That is a terrible idea.
Yeah, Alexa said she might be open to it.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, I want to be a good friend here. You know, I want to help my buddy out. I just think it's so weird to do this.
Are you wanting to call your friend and tell him you don't want to do this, or are you wanting to call the girl and make the wingman situation happen?
Well, yeah, I want to help my friend out. You know, I want to be a good wingman.
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly how to approach this kind of a phone call.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking for is, so, you know, your advice.
All the wingmen and women listening, text in right now. We need your riz.
Are you kidding me? This is what we do every day with our second dates. This is exactly it. We call people who are getting ghosted and we convince them to go out on a date again. Like, this is our wheelhouse.
This is awkward, Brooke.
Yeah. I know, but he's going to do it instead of us.
Well, we're going to come back. I'm going to call my buddy Drake and get some advice to see what he would do. Maybe I'll relay some of that to you when we come back to do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Today, we're going to be trying to wingman the wingman.
What?
We're wingmaning for the wingman who's trying to help his friend.
I'm just following the chain of winging.
A lot of winging happening.
Yes.
Because our listener, Vince, has a good buddy who was out at the bars the other night, ended up meeting a girl that he was really into. So got her number, but hasn't been able to lock down a date for himself. The two of them realized they do have one card that they can play, because our listener, Vince, used to work with that girl years ago. Which is why the buddy asked Vince, hey, can you help me out by calling her up and putting in a good word for me?
Yep.
And Vince said, yeah, okay, how?
Yeah, because I haven't talked to her in 5 years.
Right. So, his friend was like, I don't know, you figure it out. So Vince has turned to us looking for a little bit of advice. Brooke, what advice do you have to help him wingman?
Okay, listen, your whole goal here is to make your buddy, what's your buddy's name again?
Bobby with a B.
Your whole goal is to make Bobby a hot commodity. Like, you have to make him irresistible. So you tell her, oh my God, I cannot believe the two of you are talking. It's been crazy since he was in the tabloids. And she'll be like, what? What do you mean? And you'll say, oh, you didn't know? Well, he was dating a celebrity. And then when she asks who, you just allude to, I can't tell you, there was an NDA signed, but it is definitely
like
someone
it.
You know.
Yeah, whoa. The rumor.
Yeah, simple. Just put some NDAs in there, celebs, and she'll definitely want to go out with it. What do you think, Vince?
I think that sounds like a really good plan. I think that could work.
Thanks.
Yeah. You want to build
especially since I have no good ideas at all.
Okay.
It's kind of like a backwards compliment there, man.
Yeah, right. You basically say yes to anything, but we have one more piece of advice to you from Jose. What do you think?
Well, we've never asked, like, what's the most interesting thing or maybe story you have about your friend?
Oh, yeah.
You mean not the fake he dated a celebrity story?
Well, we can stretch the truth. Like, even if you don't have one, I have one. You could just say, yeah, I remember one time I was with him. He saved 14 drowning puppies from a river.
What?
Aww.
It was amazing.
Okay, that lie is way more complicated than a celebrity with an NDA.
Oh, but he's going to believe she Shakira. Okay.
These hips don't lie.
Well, you have a couple options, but to boil it down for you, Vince, lies.
Yeah. And we got your
just
back.
Lots and lots of lies about how great your friend
your
is.
Your friend didn't say you couldn't lie. Yeah. So, you know.
All right. Well, that's our advice for you. We're going to step away and let you make this phone call, but we'll be listening quietly in case you need a little bit of help, okay?
Good luck.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lisa?
Yes, who's this?
This is Vince. I don't know. Do you remember me from the group about 5 years ago?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you remember me. You were working in account services. I was in sales. Black hair, the nice glasses.
The only Vince I know is a Vince that got in trouble in the men's restroom here. I mean, that's not you, right?
Oh my God.
No, that's got to be another Vince. I always wore the really nice suits. You always used to, comment on them.
Okay, well, what can I do for you?
All right, Lisa, look, the reason I'm calling, and I'm just going to tell you, it's really good to hear your voice and connect with you again. Oh. But last week, you met a friend of mine. When you were out, Bobby, and I think he's been trying to get in touch with you, try to, hook up with you, go out on a date or something.
What?
And I'm just you know, it's just so weird because ever since like that whole tabloid thing happened with him, it's been really crazy for him to be able to meet people.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you calling me?
Well, if you're asking me about the tabloid things and that relationship, I can't talk about it. He had to sign NDAs and all that kind of stuff, so I really can't mention that. You know what it's like when you're dating a celebrity.
Okay, I was confused when you first started talking, and now I'm even more confused, and I really don't know what's going on.
Well,
I don't have time for this either. I'm sorry. I don't know what you want from me.
All right. Sorry. I know you don't have a lot of time. You met Bobby at a bar, and he's like a really, really good guy. He's like an international hero. I don't know if you know.
Okay.
He rescued like a whole bunch of puppies from a river out in Portugal. And like everybody, he's like a hero. Like everybody knows him.
Is this a prank call? What is going on?
No, I'm being totally serious. I mean, Bobby, like, he's thinking that maybe you're, like, kind of afraid because of his stature or something, and you shouldn't be.
Why are you calling for him? I'm just, why isn't he picking up the phone calling me? I don't understand, like, what's going on?
Okay, Lisa, this is, like, exhausting. I don't have time for this either. Listen, if I gave you, like, $40, will you just go out with him?
I don't think that's allowed.
What is this? What is going on?
I'm so sorry to do this. You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
And apparently you need a lot of clarification.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah.
But Vince is a listener of our show. Mm-hmm. He asked for our help in calling you because he does have a buddy named Bobby that you met out at a bar the other night.
Okay, well, I meet a lot of guys at bars, I will say that. And I guess I just must not have been that interested if I haven't responded, and I apologize for that.
Well,
but
it's probably because you didn't know the full story behind Bobby.
Mm, yeah.
The legend of Bobby, if you will.
This all sounds completely unrealistic.
I can understand why it would sound that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe some of that is stretching the truth a little bit, but
and he wanted his friend Vince to be the wing guy. So Vince was just trying to do him a solid since you and Vince know each other.
Granted,
okay, well, I would say I don't even really remember Vince. I guess we worked together. I don't remember. Like, I'm curious to know, like, if you think I should really do this or not. I mean, I don't even really remember Bobby.
Go out with Bobby? You mean you're asking our opinion if you should go out with Bobby?
How badly do you need money?
Because if you don't say yes, Alexis will.
Yeah.
What's your bank account like?
We don't know Bobby. We haven't talked to him. What was he like?
I don't remember. I don't know. I mean, but I will say, like, if I ghosting him or whatnot, he didn't make a memorable impression.
Yeah, but doesn't this make you more interested in finding out who he is? Like,
forget all the stories and the crazy stuff that you just heard. Because they say you can tell a lot about a person by the friends that they keep.
Yeah,
I know.
That.
You guys make me look so bad. Seriously.
Well, no.
Aubrey's friends have ADD.
Yeah. Wait, we're considered your friend?
Here's what we know about Vince, okay? Vince took the time to reach out to a radio station to help not himself, but his buddy.
Yes, because that's what Bobby means to him.
Yeah.
He's a good friend.
He spent a good chunk of his time emailing our show, listening to all our dumb advice, and then actually going through with the phone call trying to convince you to give his friend a shot.
Not to mention the pride he sacrificed in this process.
Oh yeah. He's
absolutely
never going to recover from this, ever.
No.
But if he's willing to put himself through all of that, then his buddy Bobby, even though we don't know him, must be a pretty decent guy.
Well said, Jeff.
Okay, well, why not? You can give him my number and tell him to use the code word radio.
Like us.
I think you already gave him your number.
Yeah, he's been trying to text you.
Well, we're going to give your number to Vince, who's going to pass it along to Bobby.
I mean, maybe he got a fake number.
Yeah.
Oh,
that could be the issue.
Okay, remember the code word radio. Yeah.
Okay.
I want an update. Once you go out with Bobby.
Totally.
Let us know what it's like to date a Venezuelan puppy-saving celebrity.
Portuguese.
Whatever
Portuguese.
It is.
Yeah.
Didn't
it's
you see the news?
Okay.
I did it.
Okay, Bobby, Vince, you didn't do anything. Okay,
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.